can still say we thank the Lord for salvation.
Amen.
The greatest gift man's able to possess while he's going through this time world. We appreciate the Lord and his mercies. Thank you for your prayers. I'm sure you were praying because I tell you I had a time getting out here today. But I'm here by the help of the Lord, and I want to offer an apology. I was here last year. Year before last, when we came out here, I never thought about it last year. Year before last, when we was here, me and Brother Adolph. And it looked like all the preachers left, and I said, I'll never do that again. Left here on a Thursday. Left the meeting. I understand this Brother Kimmel come out here to finish up the meeting. I said, now that's... I didn't have to go, but I come along with Brother Robinson, and he had to be back at work. So he didn't want to go back by himself, so we just up and left. I'll never do that again. I want you to forgive me for doing it that time.
Amen.
And one thing I'll promise you, I didn't come out here to fight the saints. I left all my rocks at home. Come out here to help you fight. I want you to help me fight. We shouldn't fight each other today. We're having a hard enough time out of him. We certainly should not fight each other. Well, I thank the Lord that, you know, genuine Bible salvation takes out the fight. We appreciate that tonight, and we thank the Lord for still being saved and encouraged. We've had a lot of battles. I've had some... Had a real bad sick spell back here in the spring, I guess was the last year. I never had that before. I don't know what it was. I went to bed feeling just as good as I feel tonight, or better. And woke up about midnight. I couldn't sit up. Couldn't walk. Put my feet on the floor. My wife put her feet against my toes and kept me by my hands and picked me up and said, "You turn me loose." Like a rag. I just... No strength. I don't know what happened. About 3 days, the Lord healed me of it. Then when Brother Effinger and him had that meeting down there, some I was supposed to have been there Sunday morning to start that meeting at 9, 10 o'clock, 11, whatever it was. We gets up that Thursday, me and my wife and Brother Copeland's daughter. She was leaving Cleveland, going to live with her father down there. Got out about 40 or 50 miles from home and got just as sick as I could be. Just sick. Pulled over and just up, chuck. Got back in the car and went about 20 more miles and just as sick. My wife said, "We're going to call home. And if the Lord doesn't meet with us here and bless you, we're going to turn around and go back." I was shaking like a leaf. Sick. Had that funny feeling right in here. Lord didn't see fit to heal her, so we turned around and she drove on back home. The next day I was well. I don't know what it was. I just something happened. They will come along if you live long enough. And we called the folks and told them we couldn't. They said, "Come on anyhow. Brother Bruno will still save you a bed in your room." I said, "No, just give it to someone else. We're not coming. It might have saved me some more bigger trouble than that." So we decided we better stay home. So sometime the old saying is, you run so fast, but you want to slow down or stop and wait and go, and I'll go with you. That's what the Lord said. So I might have been running too fast to get there. So you pray for us. Subject of our title, if we give it a subject, of Why Should I Be Lost? We're not a fireball preacher like these fellows is out here on the West Coast, but I tell you one thing. I promise to tell you the truth. I'll tell you the truth. So God bless us, and I believe you love the truth, and I do too. So you get your Bible so you can read a little bit for us. May the Lord bless us while we go through this series of services. I'm here, you sung the first song. I expect to be here when you sang the last one. I'm staying right here unless you run me off. I hope I don't get in that much around here you run me off. But I believe you love truth. So I do too. So that makes us together in that much. Appreciate seeing everyone pressed out tonight. And God help us out. And why should I be lost? You know, percentage-wise, some of us sitting here tonight ain't going to make it. Percentage-wise. Remember when the Lord started out with 12? Then he had, what, 70 or 80? 70 elders with him? 70 or 80, somewhere along there. You know, then St. John, the 6th chapter, he thought there was a multitude with him there, over there. When he began to digging into the deep things, telling about his flesh and blood and so forth and so on, many of his disciples, the word disciple means a person that's his, one of his people has been saved.
Yes.
A follower of Christ. A godly man, godly woman. Many of his disciples turned and walked no more with him. They left him. He said, "Will you also go away?" There was 12 left. And one of them, later on, he said, "I've chose 12 and one of you is a devil." Something like that, he said. What I'm saying is, he started with 12, went to 70, went to a multitude, and fell back down to 12, right? Just like that. I don't know how to figure it very well, but that's a bad percentage-wise. You come from a multitude down to 12, I'm not good at figures. But, thank the Lord, I know right from wrong.
Amen.
I know truth when I hear it. We normally can tell saints when we see them. We know each other quite well.
Amen.
We appreciate the mercy of God tonight. And someone get St. John 8:21 for us and hold that. And get Revelation 3:7-8. And St. John 10:9. Revelation 22:17. And Ecclesiastes 11:9. We'll get started. Whoever have the 22:17, read that first. And I'll say that. Let's go. 22:17.
And the Spirit and the bride say, "Come."
The Spirit of God said, "Come."
And let him that heareth.
And the church and the bride, all of them say, "Come." Let him that heareth come.
Yes.
And let him that is athirst come.
Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst. Now, if your soul is weary tonight, you're hungry and thirsting. If you're hungry and thirsty for salvation, come.
Amen.
And if you're already saved and you still have a need in life, come.
Yes.
That's an invitation, worldwide invitation went out to everyone. And he can't do anything for you and I unless we let him.
That's right.
We will have to let him do what he can do for us. And he wants to make us burning and shining lights all over this world. While he was here, he said, "I am the light of the world." When he got ready to leave here, he told his children, "Ye are the light of the world. City that's set on a hill which cannot be hid." You know, may God bless us tonight. I don't know what kind of looking city Albuquerque, New Mexico looks in the daytime, but at night, that's a beautiful city. Going out there and you're going to drown all through that desert where we are out there somewhere. Dark, don't see nothing but whoever's on the road with you. Here you come over there and he comes in the light of that big town down there and it looks like to me just like this where the lights went through at night. Now, you and I, the scripture said his life has taken from the earth. Who shall declare his generation? The saints of God. It's up to you and I to declare or to carry on his work that he carried it so far while he was here, and then when his life was cut off, it's up to you and I to carry on from there.
Yes. Amen.
And may God bless us. Today it's kind of hard in some areas for people to believe like they should. I believe that's one of the greatest sins that's in this last days is we don't believe enough. Our faith is not strong. We don't believe what God said enough to act on it.
Yes,
take him up on it.
Yes.
You know, God wants his children to bring him everything. And our arms are so feeble and too short. Nothing we can do of ourselves. But if we put God in the picture, get him in there first. He's so, one place to say he's not very far from any of us. And so, why should we be lost? Can you think of any reason why I should die and lose my soul? The most valuable thing that a human being has got is his soul. And he's only got the one. He'll go this way just one time. There will be no chance to try it over again. And God bless us. We need to make good. I tell you, the saints, children, and loved ones, and friends, and neighbors come in among us day after day, and day in and out, and day out. If we miss the mark, you talk about trouble. You've had it. Are you just fixing to have it? Because we don't have an excuse. Not a one. These little children, these little children can tell you when saints don't do that. Saints of God, it's high time that we should gird up the loins of our mind and go to running for our own life.
Yes.
For our own soul's sake. Because the enemy is imposing on the saints in some areas. We see it across the land. May God bless us. We need to come before God, tell him about our case, and just keep telling him until we know. I've got victory over this thing. There are things that are creeping in. Things that are creeping in among us. I know the time they'd sing you down. You got up in the pulpit, they'd sing you down. Ah, they would ask you to sit down. You ain't got no message, sit down. But now, as we've come to the time, let everybody go to heaven. Don't want to hurt nobody. Our feelings, that's another thing. Our feelings are stuck out so far. They're so easy to get hurt anymore. You can't hardly admonish people. You won't, if you do, instead of them getting ashamed and saying, you caught me this time, but you won't catch me no more. Who was it? David said he shoot the lip out at you? God help us.
Yes.
I tell you, I didn't get up here to fight at nobody. But I'm fishing. You know, a fisherman don't see the fish. He just throws his hook out and drops it out of reel at the end of it. He's fishing. May God bless us tonight. The Lord encourage your hearts. I believe you're digging, but we can dig some more. We're not digging deep enough. There's a lot of surface operations going on. And the honey is in the rock if we'll dig it out of there. And so many things are going along the fleshly line, and not very much of a sacrifice, not very much of giving up, laying aside, consecrating and dedicating to the death line.
Yes.
David on the Chronicles order, David, I believe, was talking, he said, who is willing to consecrate? 29th chapter of the Chronicles, I believe it is. Who is willing to consecrate? Not very many people are consecrated. Because when the going gets rough sometime, you'll see something else. But may God bless us. Because God has the grace. All power in heaven and in earth is in his hand, and he's promised, I'll never leave you.
Yes.
Those are promises divine, and it cannot fail. And Christ himself talking, I believe the Roman letter, I think it is, I'm not going over there, but it says something about declared. He's declared to be the Son of God with power. Is that right, Sister Virginia? I'm sure you know. You never read that? Declared to be the Son of God with power. I think it's in the first chapter of Romans. I'm not sure, but anyhow, it's on there somewhere. So if he is the Son of God with power, and he is, we've got that fixed and settled. We know that he is the Son of God. We know that. Now, everything that he has belongs to you and I. He that sanctifieth and those that are sanctified are all of two. Who's that said one? They're all of one. Now, when you separate one, then you make a schism or a division or something. You make a wound. I believe there's some sanctified folks sitting here tonight. Well, I'll say, I know it is. I'll just change that a little bit. All right. May the Lord bless us and help us out. Come. I know we need some help. I know that. I can just, you know, just general turn. We know we need help. I need help myself. You pray for me. And I'm not ashamed to go to the altar either. I still go to the altar when I see I need some help, need some strength. I'll go right down there right quick. And if I get to the place out here while I'm right here, I'll go down and ask you, brother, and come pray, lay hands on and pray for me. That's good for us right down there. That's sometimes we get saved and then get scared to go to the altar, get ashamed. May the Lord help us. If you be ashamed of me, before this wicked and adulterous generation, I'll be ashamed of you before my Father and His holy angel.
Yes.
But I want you to come. We're sending, giving out an invitation. I want you to come. All right, we better get started here. Time gets away for you fast. That Revelation 3, 7, I believe it was in 8, was that right? 3, 7, and 8, yes. Whoever have that read of us, anybody, you young children, you got them nimble fingers, use them around here. Beat these old folks to these days and read them. You're going to have to take apart one of these days. You're going to fill a place where they're going to die and leave here.
Amen.
Nobody had it, I guess.
You that have an ear? And to the angel of the church of in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy, he that is true, he that hath the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth.
Amen.
And shutteth and no man openeth.
8.
I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name.
All right. Hold it just a minute. There may be one more verse, but hold it right there. All right. God help us. Writing here, part I want to get to this is the Lord Himself. He has power to shut and power to open, and no man can shut it. He shut, no man can open. That is a time. Isaiah 55, 6 and 7 may seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
Yes.
It goes on along there somewhere, so let the wicked forsake his way. The unrighteous man is thought, so full and so on. That's old. I'm sure you've heard that hundreds of times. But the invitation is come and seek him while he may be found. It's indicative that sometime, somewhere along the way, he might not be so easy to be found.
That's right.
And when God touches your heart or shows you anything, then is the time to move. We can't do things and make it count just any time we get ready. When the Lord works with you or touches something about you, that's the time to move, because you're going to get a blessing if you move then.
Yes.
Shut us and no man open. I know thy works. Behold, the word behold gets your attention. Look. Look this over. Examine it close. I'll set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name. All right. I hear the Lord saying, I am the door. That leaves this the devil once was in heaven in a pretty bad spot. A fellow came to the chapel and literally argued me about the devil was in heaven one time, and because he tried to take over somebody's place up there, I don't know, they kicked him out. May God help us. I know if Jesus is the door. I asked him, I said, God said, I am the door. How did he get in there at the first place? I said, nothing would get into heaven but a saint of God, saved and kept by the power of God up until the day he draws man. Those are the people who are going to go in.
Amen.
And the devil is a liar from the beginning, the Bible said. And he never abode in the truth. How did he get in there? Heaven was made for holy people. Hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. And God bless you, and I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. He'll come in and go out and find plenty to do. I'll take care of him from there on out. God bless us. He said, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he go before them. They follow him, for they know his voice. And when strangers, they will not follow strangers. And so may God help us, him being the door. He's made these promises unto you and I. He's got the door wide open, and now you can come and have salvation if you will.
Yes, Lord.
Or if you need grace or need some old victory, whether something is on hand or something turned up, he's got that also. Son of God with power. Thank the Lord for salvation tonight. I have set before you an open door. No man can shut it. It'll be up to you. If you can shut the door yourself against yourself. Just go on. Don't move, and we can get to a place we can get gospel hardened. Oh, I've heard that. I've heard Brother So-and-so preach that. I've heard Sister So-and-so preach that. I've heard that 15 years ago, yeah? I'm going to tell you something. We fool around. We're going to meet the one that inhabits eternity. And we're going to hear something else if we leave here without salvation.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that. You're going to hear this. You're going to hear something else, too. And may God bless us and help us out. Let's dig deep. The Lord wants us. He wants every one of us to be bold soldiers with power. And he wants to fix you up in a place where your life will be so attractive with what you're doing, you can get somebody else saved.
Yes.
That was the first thing I've known the saints for about 60, I've known the saints for 70 years. Played with their children, started the school with them, been in and out of their homes since 1920. 23, somewhere along. Maybe a year, one way or the other. And I know how they did back yonder, and I know how they're supposed to do now. God don't change. I am God, and I change not. What he required of Peter and Paul and old brother so-and-so back yonder, he's requiring it tonight for you and I.
Yes.
He don't change. Man will change. May God bless us and help us out, because we are not privileged to remove the ancient landmarks. We don't have that authority. There's some ancient landmarks are being moved today in this day and age. Sad case indeed. May God bless you and encourage your heart and help you out. As I said, didn't come to fight you. I'm not throwing at anybody. I'm just telling you the truth, that's all. And if you and I tell you the truth, well, I will deliver what I have on hand, then it'll be up to you. And so, when we stop growing, spiritual rigor mortis sets up. We go to going backwards. There's no such a thing as come up so far and stand in one place and stop there. We must go on. Keep on. We sang a song about I mean to go right on.
Yes.
And I believe when we sang that song, everybody in the house sang it. Little children patting their foot. I mean to go right on. Do you mean it? You said it. When I was a boy, well, younger than what I am now, a person's word was his bond. They'd tell you. Now listen. Old man said, boy, I'm going to loan you this money. I don't want to have to come get it. I know you're following. I know you're raising. I don't want to have to come get my money. And he wasn't playing either. So when they said they would do this back there, they meant to do it. And a man would promise you something, he'd carry it out. But today, he'd look you in your eye and, let me have $10. I'll give it to you next week. And if he see you first, you likely won't see him next week and the week after that either. In many areas, that's people that have gotten downright dishonest. This is saints, and saints not dishonest. A saint cannot be dishonest. He don't want to be, and he will not be.
Amen.
And when God saves our soul, that dishonesty goes out. Behold, I set before you an open door. I want you to come in and sit down in the kingdom, and you say, I'll come in and sup with you. sounds like eating, and I love to eat. I'm sure everybody in you love to eat. I look at you. Looked like sister gave me a good meal this afternoon. It was real good. I'm going to go back home and eat some more tonight. And this here will make the soul fat. Will fix you to the place where when the enemy comes, Jesus said over there somewhere in St. John, I believe, he said, the prince of this world cometh, and he hath nothing in me. We empty it all out. And the more you empty out, the more God will fill in the grace. You just get rid of this thing and that thing. And there's a lot of little no-harm things that are going to hurt us, children. May God bless us tonight. Fully count the cost and pay a full Bible price and go this way with victory. Yeah. Carry somebody else along with you. Go to heaven and take somebody along with you.
Amen.
After I got up some age, I went astray. When I first left Oklahoma, went to Ohio 50 years ago, my wife got saved shortly after she got there. And naturally, I'd have to carry the service, and I'd wind up over there in the Saints Meeting House every Sunday. But when I get back home, I ain't going back over there no more. I'm going to where my mama belongs, some one of them little hills down there somewhere. The Bible tells me salvation is vain, looked for from the hills. You don't get salvation where salvation is. That's in Jesus.
Yes.
And so the next Sunday, I'll be right back over there. I said, well, I ain't going back the next time. So finally, one old brother, he looked like he was enjoying salvation so well, it got my attention. And then once the Lord can get your attention, then he began to reach over behind you, begin to talk. The more I went, the more I wanted to go. Sometimes I wouldn't even say, well, I was hollering amen louder than the saints were. But it got good to me. Gave my heart to God, and I have never regretted it. Everything, when God saved my soul, all that junk went out the window with the rest of it. Nothing I left out there I want to go back and pick up again. I'm saved tonight. I want to keep this up. All right, let's move on. What else I give out here? Was it... I give a St. John 10:9. I might have quoted that, but that might be the one about I am the door. I'm not sure. I am the door. All right. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. All right. Christ is the door. Before we get beyond that door, we are saved before we get over there. Right down here at the foot of the cross where we begin to pour our heart out to God, we begin to count the cost. Pay the price and then salvation come. You come in at the foot of the cross. Come in and go out. And God bless us. When troubles come, problems arise, the Son of God is right there. Remember what he said about the Hebrew children. He said here in St. John 10:4, I believe it is, when he putteth forth his own sheep, he go before them, or something like that. And the sheep follow him, they know his voice. Stranger, they will not follow. Flee from a stranger. They know not the voice of strangers. Hallelujah. You know, when a strange voice comes in, right in here, come in here and the first thing you start talking to something is not solid, every saint of God in you, his ears begin to... They're going to look around at each other. Oh, that's not God. Blessed are they that know the joyful sound. The joyful sound is the glad tidings of the gospel of Jesus Christ. He is risen. He's risen. Those angels, those men over there was feeding those shepherds sheep out there that night. He said, behold, I bring you glad tidings of great joy. I may have it back with somewhere or another. Which shall be to all people. The saints of God know they know the voice of God when they hear it.
Yes.
You may fool them for a while, but that's a very short while. Because they're looking through God's eyes. Listen through God's ears. Their ears have been tuned to righteousness, been tuned to heaven, and they know the music of the chords that come from heaven when they hear it.
Yes.
Don't you? Don't you? No. You ain't judging, but you know truth when you hear it. And truth sounds truth because it is truth. It sounds right.
Yes.
And you got somebody get up and talking about something that don't sound right. It don't sound right because it's not truth. If it was truth, it would sound right.
Amen.
And God bless you now and help us out because, behold, I set before you an open door. Come on in and get your soul satisfied tonight. All right. 11 and 9, Ecclesiastes. Somebody get that and hold. Call it out, please. Someone, all your Bible readers. I know everybody in here is a lot of Bible readers. And I shouldn't have to ask that question. But Romans 14, 7. And Revelation 1 and 7. So, may the Lord bless us and help us out tonight. Revelation 11, 9. Whoever have that, read it. The end of time is coming. We don't have too much time left here. The end will come just like the beginning.
What is Revelation 11 and 9?
Give me the
Ecclesiastes.
Okay. Ecclesiastes 11 and 9.
Ecclesiastes 11 and 9.
Yes.
Rejoice, O young man, in thy youth, and let thy heart cheer thee in the days of thy youth.
Is that all?
And walk in the way of thy heart, and in the sight of thine eyes. But know thou that for all these things God will bring thee into judgment.
Yeah. All right. That's good enough right there. Or you could, well, you can read this other if you wish, but that's the one we wanted right there. And here somewhere close, it speaks about, though a man live 100 years and rejoice in them all.
It's the 8th verse.
Is that the 8th verse?
But it said many years, yes, sir.
All right, many, read it.
But if a man live many years and rejoice in them all, yet let him remember the days of darkness, for they shall be many. All that cometh is vanity.
All right. Let him remember the days of darkness. God help us. You know, we see here in these last days, I saw people live for God and come right up, getting down to the sundown of their life and then lose out. We won't be able to come back to fix nothing. Death is so final. And it's quiet. And one of these days it'll slip right in among you and I and slip that somebody out. No noise, we'll take them right on out of here. And don't forget, may God help you now, because here in this verse he said here, all these things, go on and do as you please. He's not encouraging you to do it, but He's stating it in a way, if you want to, you can do it. I'm not going to catch you by the neck, nap of the neck and pull you back and stop you from doing it. But I've set a door before you, and it's open. All you've got to do is come in.
Yes.
Willing and obedient shall eat the good of the land, but if you refuse and rebel, you're going to be devoured by the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. May God bless us tonight. Fear of God seems to be lifted in many areas. It's just not very much. In fact, one writer said, Paul said somewhere, there is no fear of God before their eyes. You know, if we don't fear God, we will not obey him.
Yes, Lord.
God bless us. Me and all of us, we need some fear tonight.
Yes, Lord. 10th verse.
Yes, sir.
Therefore, remove sorrow from thy heart and put away evil from thy flesh.
Mm-hmm.
Childhood in you.
Worthless. Young folks, take heed. You got the best chance in the world, young and old for that matter, to get yourself fixed, settled, anchored, down where the storms of life won't blow you over.
Yes.
Because the winds of doctrine are sure blowing today from this side of the world to that one, all across. humanistic practice, humanism, man-made religions, and easy believism, all those things. And God said, be not deceived. Don't, and he said again, let no man deceive you by any means.
Yes.
But God help us. He said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Lord, help us out tonight. All right. Walk in your ways. You know, sometimes I know I've been young. I'm old. That is an age. It comes upon us now, children. We're not fussing at you. I hope you're still with me. When I quit, I hope you'll still be with me.
Amen.
There's an age that comes upon young people, beginning around 12, 13, 14. From there to 23, they know it all. That's right. God tells us, I know that. That's old hat. My granddaughter don't know nothing. She, just before she ever got married, she's a little old girl. She's, my wife was kind of telling her what was best for her. And I hollered across the room, and she heard me over the telephone. She's someplace else. Grandpa, that's old hat. You're old. God help us. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It will take us home to glory. It will take us home to heaven. It will take us home to heaven. It's good enough for me. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time religion. It's good enough for me. It'll do when we're dying. We don't have to run, don't have to get afraid. The Son of God, when he came into the world, he died, suffered and died, cried out, it was finished. We can have a complete salvation from that time on out.
Yes, Lord.
And so many of the rich promises of God unto his children. Everything that he owns, it's ours.
Yes.
It belongs to us. All right, what else we have here? Which rush on yet, try to make just a little bit and get finished here. 14 Romans, beginning at the 7th verse. I believe that was the next one.
For none of us liveth to himself.
None of us liveth to himself.
And no man dieth to
No man dieth to himself. Read on.
For whether we live,
amen,
we live unto the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And whether we die unto the Lord. Whether we live, therefore, or die, we are the Lord.
Hold it just a minute. However we live, you and I, we are affecting somebody.
Yes.
And I'm sure the heart of every child of God tonight is, I want to get somebody saved. I want somebody to get saved because the way I do. Brother D.S. Warner said the best way he knows to get somebody saved is stay saved yourself. And so in so doing, we can't sit back and just wish. Churing, saints, and friends, we are going to have to fight for what we get from here on out. It's no more easy going. We're going to have to, you know, it said there, as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourselves likewise in the same manner, I believe it is. That's close. And it's not so much a physical affliction, it's the things you have to give up to go this way.
Yes.
The things that we've held on to so long. I've had this, I've been doing that. Mama said I always was hard-headed. And I've had that so long, it's kind of hard to get. You better give it up. I don't care what Mama said. You was hard-headed. Don't bring that over here. Don't bring that Babylonian stuff over here. That belongs outside the kingdom. May God bless us. Someone get me a Hebrews 13, and that's right there part where he says, as Christ has suffered without the camp and without the gates. I'm going to hold that just a minute for me. And don't let me forget it. No man die to himself. Whether we live therefore or die, we belong to God. The Lord said over there in Corinthian letter, we're not going over there, but he said, you are bought with a price. Now you know and I know, God saves you and I. He died to save everyone, that no one be perished. That was the reason why he died, that nobody would perish. But all could come to repentance. Now, he don't want to see nobody lost in so much he shed his blood. And he said, you are not your own. Therefore, or for this cause, because you're not, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are his. And it says, you are bought with a price. And then it goes on down there in 1 Peter, I believe it is. You are not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold and blood of bulls and goats in heaven, from your vain conversation of your tradition of fatherhood, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without a spot or without a blemish. Now God help us, we are not our own. We are affecting someone however we live. And my heart's desire is to see somebody get saved because of my little influence that I can make spread out. And children, ye are the light of the world. You can hang a big bright light right here at this back door, and there's a bug in this neighborhood around here. It won't be long. He'll be out there. We ought to beat the bugs. I know we got more sense than them bugs has got. Now, ye are the light of the world. Have some gravity about yourselves. And that's only because God is the gravity in you. Jesus will shine if within you. All right, let's see where we are here. Romans 7 and what? Oh, yeah, nice word, sister.
For to this end, Christ both died and rose and revived, that he might be Lord both of the dead and the
living. Amen. Read on.
But why dost thou judge thy brother? Or why dost thou set at naught thy brother? For we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ. For it is written, as I live, saith the Lord,
praise the Lord,
every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then, every one of us shall give account of himself to God.
That's far enough. All right. May the Lord bless us. Whether we live, however you do, do as you please, whatever you want to do. But remember, God will have the last word. We're going to, over there in the Ecclesiastes letter down there, some say we'll appear before the judgment seat of Christ, but I believe that's it, for God will bring you to the judgment. You'll be there, I'll be there. And foundation to build our life on, our Christian life on, beginning at the 6th chapter of Hebrews, verse 1 and 2. And so,
the principles of the doctrine of Christ.
All right, yes.
Let us go on into perfection.
Amen.
Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works.
Amen.
And of faith toward God. And of doctrine of baptism. And of laying on of hands. And of resurrection of the dead. And of eternal judgment. And this will we do if God permits.
All right. A foundation. Children, if we don't lay the right foundation, the building is not going to stand the storms.
Yes.
And the storms will come. You may as well look out for that because they are coming. And they're coming in serious proportions. We understand that God is able to. It says somewhere right here in this Roman letter about God is able to make him stand, so forth and so on. But you are going to have to want to stand. The deep deathbed decision is going to have to be in your heart to want to stand so God can help you to stand. And all right, it is written, every knee will bow one of these days. Why don't let's do our bowing now? Let's humble ourselves and seek the Lord because he's not very far from any one of us. We're going to have to give an account to God for ourselves. That Hebrew, I mean, yet Hebrew 13th chapter said, as Christ has suffered with us without the gate. Start reading, whoever has it.
13 and 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood,
amen,
suffered without the gate. Let us go forth therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach.
All right. Sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, outside of society. He was not tangling with all this stuff that people tangle with. He went outside the gate. That's where he suffered, outside the gate of Jerusalem. He's out there. Called him everything that you could humanly name him, just what he was, accused him, beat him, mocked him, scourged him. But he went out there, he said, that he might sanctify people with his own blood, suffered without the gate, outside of a society, out from among this, that, and the other. But his one aim was to do that which pleased his Father.
Yes.
Father, if you will, you can remove this bitter cup, but if not my will, but thine be done. He said it three times, I believe. And so it says unto you and I, let us, me and you that are testifying to be in sanctuary, let us go forth unto him outside of the gate. Don't, in other words, don't be tangled up with this worldly stuff that's going on.
Amen.
Huh? Yes. Getting right quiet in here, but it's true anyhow.
Amen.
Because worldliness hurts. It hinders you.
Yes.
You cannot grow and prosper and grieve like you should when you're tangled with a lot of worldly stuff. It'll get you down every time. May the Lord bless your hearts tonight. I hope that you got something out of this. Not very much, but take it home with you and look it over real good. And we have a good song to follow that. We should sing a song, allow someone a chance if you feel like coming forward.